This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on the TV feed here, the lovely, gorgeous creature back here is the lovely lady Claire, who likes to join us every Friday with her unique perspective on the world. And what is first on your talking points?
Well, the first thing that really has ticked me off mightily, as of the 30th of December of last year, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has announced its choices for drone testing in six states here in the United States.
You're sitting on one of them, you know.
Yes, okay. I know. That does not go down very well with me. And I cannot imagine people actually wanting this, understanding, Michael, that these are the same instruments with which white, hot, flaming death has been thrown down at Pakistanis, Afghanis, Yemenites. And the question I have to answer, that I would love to have answered here, and I'd love your input. Now that President Obama believes that he can act as judge, jury, and executioner for foreign extrajudicial assassinations, how much of a leap would it be for him to believe that he has the same logical and judicial justifications for ordering extrajudicial assassinations?
Well, remember, we're all potential terror suspects. They've got a list of 74 different categories, and if you're in any one of them, you're a potential terror suspect, and that means the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to you any longer. Now, they're trying to sell this presence of drones overhead with these publicity stunts like Amazon is going to deliver by drone, where we're seeing these pizza parlors that say they're going to deliver by drone, and it's a way of trying to say, okay, drones are your friend.
Yeah.
But the reality is the vast majority of these drones are for law enforcement to peek in through your window. These law enforcement drones may not be as large as the military predator drones, but they are weaponizable. Mm-hmm. They can be fitted with shotguns, tear gas, taser, and they simply fly around and peek in your window. And again, we're in an era right now where the government is taking the attitude they don't need a warrant to peek into your private life because you're all potential terror suspects. Now, this, of course, is going to be greatly convenient for the flashers. They don't have to leave home any longer. They just stand in front of the window, wait for the drone to come by and go, wah-ha! There. But I think for the rest of us, especially for people like my wife, who are very, very shy about certain things, this is highly offensive. And again, it is not going to stop the real terrorists and criminals. And I will tell you why. We're already seeing instances where these drones have had near misses with commercial aviation, and they're completely unregulated. There are virtually no rules, even for people who are flying drones as a hobby. You can buy a drone and you can fly it, and the only rule that you're supposed to follow is no higher than 400 feet. But there have been some near misses, and at some point there's going to be a crash, and they're going to say the drones cannot come into the areas around the civil airports. And those areas around civil airports are always industrial areas. And so anybody who's committing a crime, planning a terror act, all they have to do is rent an industrial space right next to the airport, and they're pretty much safe from having any drones. It's about watching you. It's about keeping you timid. It's maintaining the illusion that the government sees everything that you do at all times, and therefore you should not have those bad thoughts.
You mean they can look at my computer screen when I'm working on music and they realize the enharmonic equivalents I haven't fixed? Horrors.
Well, as a matter of fact, even before the era of the back door in your computer, the government had set up systems where they listen for the radio noise emitted by your display device, because it does create radio frequency interference unless it's deliberately shielded against it. And they could literally recreate what is on your screen at that time. Plus, if you are using wireless keyboards and mice, those are broadcasting in the clear. And somebody who wants to peek at what you're doing, they don't even have to get in your house. They just sit outside, listen to the broadcast from your keyboard and mouse. They get your mouse movements. They get everything you type on the keyboard, including your passwords. It's just wide open. And the real problem there is, of course, all of these openings and back doors that are put in there for the government to use. Sooner or later, the computer criminals find them and use them as well.
Yeah.
This government is not doing this for your safety and security. They're doing it because they are paranoid, because they are absolutely afraid that you, the American people, have woken up to the reality of what this government is.
Absolutely. I'd like now to sort of bop on over to Asia, and there is a very interesting development happening with the ruling Liberal Democratic Party in Japan. The Liberal Democratic Party has removed a pledge that Japan will never wage a war from the final draft of its campaign platform this year. Now, that's going up to vote by the party on the 19th of this month, about 9 days away. And I don't know. Given the recent unpleasantness over territorial disputes with China in the South China Sea, this is a little more than a little worrisome to me, Michael.
Yeah, it is.
It's telegraphing.
Yeah, it is. What's next on your list?
Apparently, the new Geneva, or Geneva 2, talks about Syria are probably not going to happen because the opposition is on the brink of collapse.
Yeah. It is falling apart here. And then I think the problem with all these talks, it really is window dressing and theater to try and convince the people of the world that our governments are trying to find a peaceful way of handling it. But we can see from the actions of our own Senate, they're trying to close off any other option other than that war to force the world back to using the U.S. dollar.
And the thing that is so ironic about this Syrian National Committee coalition is that it's got very little influence inside Syria. And yet, Western backers have been characterizing them as Syria's government in exile, when it is no such critter.
It absolutely is not. Basically, the U.S. has already set up a government they want to put in there as a replacement when Assad comes down. And the problem is all these hired mercenaries, including the fanatical jihadist Islamics, they all think they're going to be the new government because, after all, they're doing the work, they're bleeding, they're dying for this. And they don't realize, apparently, yet that the U.S. government is going to basically give them the old heave-ho, thank you for getting rid of Assad, but no, we don't want you. We want a U.S.-friendly government. But, of course, when the U.S. does that, these same hired mercenaries are going to kill the new installed U.S. puppet government and take over Syria anyway, and it will make a Syria that is even more virulently anti-American and anti-Israeli than anything under Assad. And this is another foreign policy disaster by the United States in the making.
Yes, it is, absolutely. But here's the kicker. This year in May, Mike, the Syrians are supposed to have their presidential elections. Now, what happens if Al-Assad stands for election and gets reelected? What then?
Well, will not absolutely change the policy one bit, because the U.S. has decided Assad has to go because he's gassing his own people and he's doing all these other things. And the fact that the people of Syria vote him in, they'll probably claim it was election fraud. Because every other country's elections are fraudulent if they vote for somebody we don't like. Of course, the United States elections, it's always a minor glitch, and not to doubt the outcome of the election.
Right, right. And here is a very troubling issue right here in the U.S. Apparently, 58 senators are backing Iran's sanctions and threatening the diplomacy of the P5 plus one.
Now, that is getting very close to a veto-proof majority.
Yep.
And we have here the United States Senate, the finest senators money can buy, are working for the benefit of certainly the government of Israel, which wants the U.S. to wage war on Iran, and Wall Street, which for financial reasons needs this war agenda to move forward. These senators are not listening to their constituents. The American people do not want any more war. And if the Senate passes this bill, the rest of the world is going to realize it is the United States that is breaking the P5 plus one deal in order to reassert the war agenda. We got to take a break for commercials. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a real quick phone call before we go back to Claire. Kim in Oklahoma. Aloha, Kim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Before this break, I think you were talking about the Senate Bill 1881 that they're pushing, trying, you know, with the Iran nuclear power. So
right.
Forth.
Yes.
I called my I looked this morning and found that both of our state senators in Oklahoma have signed on as co-sponsors to this. So the next thing I did was dial, you know, the first one on the list, which was Jim Inhofe.
Right.
And I called the Washington office, and I started telling them, you know about this, and my comment was, I just don't think that's the thing for him to do, that it is wrong for them to give over sovereignty of declaring war to another nation. And, you know, anyway, during the conversation, I mentioned that, you know, I just don't think Israel needs to have the security that if they launch a war against Iran, we're all on board for it, and it's already a done deal, and it's all well and good. I was amazed by the response I got from this person that answered the phone, and she refused to allow me to speak to anyone else. She yelled at me, and she told me that I need to go to Israel. Those are nice people, and it was just ridiculous. I was just astounded. I got a kind of a chilly response, too, when I called Coburn's office. But then I called my local representative and got a completely different attitude altogether. It was just, it was like night and day. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that the propaganda is working. And here in Oklahoma, we have so many people who are buying the propaganda that they've got to support Israel. If we don't support Israel, God's going to curse us. So anyway,
I appreciate that. And I've heard from a lot of other people. You know, we always talk about these Israeli dual nationals, Israel firsters in Congress, and now the Federal Reserve. But the part that nobody looks at is how many of these staff positions in the offices of senators and representatives are held by pro-Israel people, the children of Israeli donors. I mean, that's how Monica Lewinsky got into the White House. Was her father was a major political donor, and so she got the internship, and we saw where that led. And it really is, we have this tiny minority of the population that because of their inherent wealth and their willingness to basically play by their own set of rules, they have subverted the United States government. I remember when I was a kid growing up in grade school, and we were getting all these lectures about being on guard for communist subversion, and looking back, our government has been subverted. We were just looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's ridiculous, but thank you for taking my call. And Claire, hello.
Yes,
enjoy
I'm right
when
here.
You join the show.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, Kim, we're going to let you go here. And Claire, you had more to talk about the situation with Iran.
Yeah, I am very concerned. I am mightily ticked off. Because, Mike, if these senators manage to destroy this agreement with the P5 plus one, they're leading the U.S. government and military down the path to war, which is going to be ruinous.
Yeah, it is going to be ruinous, and we've mentioned that before, and the world will see that it is the U.S. that is trying to block any possibility of a peaceful resolution to, let's be honest, a non-existent problem.
Yeah.
This is all about Iran might someday do something we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the embarrassment when they went in and said Saddam has nuclear weapons, and it turned out he didn't, they're trying to be a little more cagey with Iran and say, okay, Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. Nobody can prove they're building nuclear weapons. Nobody can even prove they're even thinking about building nuclear weapons, but they still might. And because of that, we have to go to war. And the situation really here is that I think most Americans have to realize it is your sons and your daughters who are going to be expected to be killed and crippled and then abandoned by this government. I mean, remember after the invasion of Iraq and all these kids came back with Gulf War syndrome, and the response of the Veterans Administration was, it's in your head. You're making it up. There's nothing really there. You're just trying to milk the system. Now we're finding out all these years later that chronic exposure to Cipro, which all of the soldiers were being given in case there was an anthrax attack, causes permanent peripheral neuropathy, which is exactly what the Gulf War syndrome is all about. Mm-hmm. Our government made these kids ill as part of the war effort, permanently disabled, and now wants to pretend it's somebody else's problem to deal with.
Yeah.
And again, I am opposed to this war not only because I'm opposed to war in general, but because the United States is going to lose this one. But for those bankers and money junkies who are behind this, they don't care. They're not American. They're money junkies. They don't care if the United States gets destroyed in the coming war as long as they are holding the loans for the rebuilding. That's really just mm-hmm. what it comes down to.
And if the Senate does pass this legislation, the U.S. government on the international stage will never be trusted again.
Well, I think we're already there.
Yeah.
You know, certainly with the U.S. violating its own treaties time and time again, very obviously under the control of Israel. And it is stretching into the grassroots awareness. I know that the lady in Oklahoma was saying that people are buying the propaganda, and maybe in the Bible Belt where the preachers are all out there saying, if you don't support Israel, you're all going to go down to hell and burn for all eternity. But certainly around here, nobody's buying that at all, mm-hmm. especially because they do remember how this government lied to us all about Saddam's mm-hmm. nuclear weapons, how they were lying to us about Assad was using sarin on his own supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors. This government has lost all credibility. They're losing credibility over this global warming issue. Mm-hmm. They're out there spending your tax dollars trying to keep the propaganda going, and it really isn't working. Now, again, for them to be moving forward with these new sanctions and trying to restart the war with Iran, merely getting the sanctions isn't going to do anything unless Iran is provoked to carry out a military action, which they're not going to do, which is why I am still thinking that as part of this plan to restart the war, remember, it was only a few years ago, somebody got an audio recording of Donald Rumsfeld basically saying, we need a new 9/11. People have forgotten the threat and the danger. We need a new 9/11. And what he's talking about is a new false flag. And we've got Super Bowl coming up. We have these Olympics that are coming up.
In Sochi,
and it alarms me no end that the FBI is going to be all over the ground there, because we know the FBI is not about protecting anybody. The FBI is at the heart of a lot of these false flag operations, mm-hmm. Whether it was the riot at Disneyland back in 1970, whether it's the Oklahoma City bombing. This is what the FBI does. They craft a reality with which to control the population and steer us into wars and taxes. We actually have another caller on the line I'm going to take before the commercial break. Curtis in Florida. Aloha, Curtis. What's on your mind?
Michael, first of all, fantastic show as always. You're my very favorite RBN speaker. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, three funny things. That new 9/11, that's like a booster shot when your vaccine wears out. You kind of have to have a new booster shot.
Oh, secondly, wow.
And we're all getting narcolepsy from it.
Stop.
Yes,
the second thing is, this is not a conspiracy theory, but there were no Nazis. Those were national socialists. It's kind of like the N-word. You wouldn't use the N-word against blacks, so don't use the N-word against Germans. And one last final thought, maybe you could call World War II World War One Part Two, and you can comment off the air from me. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Actually, I call them big mistake number one, big mistake number two, and big mistake number three, because that's what they are for the ordinary people. The bankers make a lot of money off of them. Everybody else suffers. And again, doesn't matter who wins or loses. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the lovely lady Claire here, we're getting a report that the Media Research Center has done a survey on news coverage and has determined that the corporate media has given 17 times as much coverage over Governor Christie and Bridgegate in just one day than they gave the IRS targeting of Obama's enemies over a six-month period. So in just one day, the corporate media spent 17 times as much airtime on Governor Christie than they spent on the IRS targeting of Obama's enemies over 6 months. Little bit of a bias there. And it's starting to look to me like, and yes, Christie was wrong if in fact this bridge closing was all about political gotchas. But it is a rather minor event which doesn't affect any of us outside New Jersey or the George Washington Bridge. But it's getting a huge amount of airplay, and it does look to me like Christie is being ejected from the 2016 campaign. Which gets back to the question, just who was it who acquired and leaked the emails and texts? Anyway, back to Claire.
I noticed something that I found rather odd in terms of its timing. Apparently, the U.S. is going to start training Libyan soldiers at mid-year. They are looking to train between 5,000 and 8,000 Libyan soldiers to help bolster the nation's security. The U.S. is also looking into providing additional airlift assistance to South Sudan.
And this is sounding a lot like the Vietnam advisors, where we were in Vietnam advising the South Vietnamese how to deal with the evil North Vietnamese.
And here's the deal. If the government, the U.S. government, is waiting until mid-year, there may be no Libya left with any national security, because if the rebels are successful in overthrowing the government before then and possibly balkanizing the country, it's going to be all over. And with both Libya and South Sudan, it's all about controlling the oil, who has access, and in what currency the oil is sold.
That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Libya did not become a target for the U.S. until Gaddafi announced that Libya's oil was for sale only for the Libyan gold dinar.
Right.
Oh, he's a bad, evil person. He's a terrorist. We've got to go in there. And I don't want to use the word rebels, talking about these Libyan people who are trying to take their country back, because that's exactly what it is. What's going on in Libya is exactly what's going on in Iraq around Fallujah, exactly what happened in Iran in 1979. These countries are sick and tired and fed up with their U.S. puppet regimes. They're taking their country back. Apparently the situation in Libya is escalating to the point where some of the Muslim Brotherhood infrastructure was hit with a missile attack from somewhere in the Mediterranean. They're not identifying who the attacker was. Could have been any player, but apparently it was a missile strike intended to take out command and control for the Muslim Brotherhood. And so this thing is already heating up to yet another military intervention. And the United States faces a real problem. How do you sell to the people of the United States of America that we have to go back into Libya or have to go back into Iraq when we just finished a war there? The U.S. government can't stand up there and say, well, look, those pesky Libyans and Iraqis aren't going along with using the U.S. dollar.
Right.
And we have to go fling more of your sons and daughters into there until they see the light and understand that only the U.S. dollar, only borrowed from the Federal Reserve at interest, is allowed for all global commerce.
Yeah. It's nasty. And it looks like the situation is deteriorating, at least from the standpoint of the U.S. government, by the moment, you know.
It is. It's falling apart. And we are too early in this war plan, this dollarification of planet Earth, for this many failures to be happening. It's almost a repeat of the fall of the Roman Empire, whereas Rome's military strength degraded, especially after they lost those three legions in the Teutoburg Forest of Germany. They couldn't police their empire and impose their will, and the outlying provinces began to break away, along with those revenues that were propping up this huge financial mess in Rome itself. And we're seeing the same thing here. Countries are breaking away from the United States, either directly or financially. They're turning away from the dollar. They're making deals with Russia and China. This agenda is already in a state of failure, and nobody inside Washington, D.C. will stand up and say, this isn't working. Let's stop before we cause more damage that we cannot recover from.
Yeah. I'd like to sort of bop on over to, it was a personal interest story, but it got me very angry that this could happen in the United States. A dad, divorced from the mother of his kid, was sentenced to 6 months in jail for paying too much private child support.
That seems a little weird. I mean, isn't he doing the right thing, the good
thing? Let me tell you what happened and how it happened. After overpaying child support and seeing his son too often breaking terms that were secretly modified without his knowledge, a judge sentenced him to a lengthy jail cell. And this guy has been doing his best, his name is Clifford Hall, to try to give his 11-year-old son, who lives with the ex-wife, the best possible dadness, if you will, he possibly can.
And, all right, so let me back up here and recap, because...
Yes.
This is starting to remind me of some of the legal abuses we were seeing back in the 1990s at the height of the militant feminist male bash situation, where I heard a representative of the Los Angeles Department of Child Protective Services coming out there and saying, absolutely, all men molest children. It's my job to say where and when. And it was just that bias that was in there. So we have a guy who has divorced his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He is ordered to pay a certain amount of child support. He pays more. He visits his son to be present in his life. Mm-hmm. Apparently, these divorce order, his visitation rights were modified
His knowledge.
Without his knowledge.
That's
and then
so stinks.
Because he's in violation of this modified court order that he was unaware of, they're going to throw him in prison for 6 months.
And I have to wonder, in the state of Texas, can a judge be removed from their position if they are exhibiting behavior which can only be characterized as crazy?
Well,
cheapers.
You can always get a rope, you know.
Well,
but we have seen lately in the last several weeks where judges are just making these clearly politically motivated decisions without regard to the law, without regard to common decency, humanity, ethics, morals, and certainly without regard to the Constitution. I really do not understand how a judge could look at a man who is overpaying his child support, trying to be present in the life of his child, and somehow use that as justification to throw him in prison for 6 months.
It boggles the mind.
It really does.
And I think this needs to be appealed in a venue with another judge, and the ex-wife should be forced to pay her attorney's fees out of pocket. Mike, this is just unjust, vengeful on the part of the ex-wife. Nasty beyond belief in terms of the negative impact
this
is going to have on his son.
I learned the hard way during the breakup of my first marriage that women who are going through a divorce are encouraged to be vindictive and vengeful by their lawyers, who will get more money out of the deal the more protracted and contentious it becomes. I remember, again, back in the 1990s where you had all these daytime talk shows. This is where Oprah made her original money, was every day on TV say, oh, women are abused, women, oh, the evil men. And she just catered to her audience, and she's now a billionaire from selling all this hate of men by women. And she got very, very rich off this deal. And it did seriously skew the domestic laws in this country to where the bias is always in favor of the woman and against the men. And it really ought to be taken on a case-by-case basis instead of just simply saying the child belongs with the mother. The mother is clearly the superior parent. And that's certainly not always true. I remember at the time we were hearing that stuff in Southern California.
Yeah.
Somebody did a study and found out that when children are being sold for sexual purposes, it is overwhelmingly the mothers that are doing it.
Yeah.
So this idea that the mother, that the female is automatically the better parent.
I
regret I never had the chance to be a parent. It was one of my life's ambitions here. But I know I certainly would have been a better parent than my first wife would have. Not as good as Claire. Claire's a wonderful mommy. Takes good care of me. Anyway, what is next on your list?
A very gruesome figure that has just come forward. 74% of U.S. Afghan casualties came after Obama ordered the surge.
So, in other words, all the surge did was create a target-rich environment for the Afghanis to simply shoot into and guarantee they were going to hit somebody.
Yeah, and that's a very disturbing statistic. We do have family members serving in our military, so for Mike and me, it's personal. And I have to ask, all these years, we're into our 13th year in the war in Afghanistan, right?
Something like that. We've been there since longer than both world wars. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com.
or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of Oprah Winfrey and all the money she made, you know, telling women that men hate them and abuse them and the rest of that. Oprah Winfrey owns a 12-bedroom house on the island of Maui, just over that away. And apparently Michelle Obama did not go back to Washington, D.C. with her husband. The First Lady is down on Maui hanging out with Oprah Winfrey, extending her vacation, having a lot of fun, to the point where apparently everybody else in the neighborhood is starting to complain because the Secret Service has just been overbearing to the point where the local residents are tired of having to have a constant security screening to go to their own homes. Small businesses around there are saying because there is an automatic ban on large trucks driving anywhere near the First Lady, the stores in the area can't stock their shelves. They're sold out of a lot of stuff, and they can't get new stuff in there as long as the First Lady. So there's already protests, you know, First Lady, go home. And it's just a reminder that everywhere the imperial family goes, it's just a headache for everybody else. We've got one more phone call we're going to take today. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Claire? How you doing, Mike? Speaking about the divorce thing, you know, there's a retired judge. You know what he says we need to, because he don't like the way the family court is situated. He said in case of child custody and other matters in divorce that he said we should bring back juries back in these divorce courts because a lot of the wrong behavior gets rewarded in these divorce courts. Like a wife can commit adultery, embezzle the bank account, and a judge will give her the whole fortune and the father and the.
Oh, I saw a lot of that when I was living in some, when I was going through my own my own breakup, and I was involved in the men's rights movement there, and it was just some of these things were ridiculous. There was one story about this lesbian couple who wanted to have a child, and the one member of the couple who was bisexual went out, found some guy, seduced him, then ran back home, and I'm just going to sound a little gross. They used a turkey baster to transfer the goodies from one girl who'd gone on the date and seduced the guy to the woman who wanted to carry the baby. And she conceived, and they sued this man for child support for the child, and the courts agreed. I mean, that is just how incredibly absurd the legal system is. And again, this whole 1990s radical male bash feminism was all about making men disposable. And obviously, looking back, it was a prelude to this war agenda to get women to take care of the home front and say, we don't need you men anymore. Throw them on a troop transport and get them out of here. We saw the same thing going into World War II. Remember Rosie the Riveter posters? And the ideal was for women to get out there in those manufacturing jobs until the war was over. And then we got Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver and all this corporate media propaganda that, a woman's place is back in the home. The men have won the victory and they've got to come back to the factories. And it was just all this manipulation. And it does lead to these abuses. And it's not because the men are bad or the women are good. It's because somebody is trying to make a political agenda work to steer the society in a certain direction.
Speaking about the Secret Service, Ronald Reagan came and spoke at my high school graduation, and there was no hassle from the Secret Service. And I'm hearing about Obama, the reason why he ain't going to dressing high school commencements is because the Secret Service hassle that goes along with it. Nobody wants
it. It's insane. I remember many, many, many years ago, I was working on a film project down in Sydney, Australia. And I was over in the area next to Circular Quay called The Rocks, which are just all these really cool, funky stores and everything. And the Prime Minister of Australia was in Sydney for some event, and he and his family had just gone down to the Rocks to do some shopping. They had one bodyguard with them, and that was it. Everybody waved at him. He waved back. Everybody's shopping. End of story. I look back to when Claire and I went to get our marriage license.
Oh, yes, I remember this very clearly.
And we were down there in Los Angeles Civic Center, Hall of Records, and we just happened to show up on the same day that President Clinton was showing up to do a big campaign rah-rah with the state's Democratic leadership. And it was just amazing. Secret Service everywhere, mounted troops on horse. The platform where this whole event was supposed to happen was just surrounded by a cloud of Lexan panels to where there wasn't much point to actually going down there to see it because you couldn't see the people directly.
And there were sharpshooters on the roof.
There were sharpshooters on the roof there. We got fondled and groped and everything. And I walked away from that experience saying, this is a government that is terrified of its own population.
Yeah.
Before we invaded Iraq, I remember this video very clearly of Saddam Hussein coming out of a building. He was having a meeting. There's a crowd around him of Iraqi people, some of whom had weapons. Remember, under Saddam Hussein, it was legal for the people of Iraq to own any weapon they wanted, including fully automatic machine guns. And he gets up on a car to wave to people, and everybody's cheering him. And this is obviously a leader who is supported by his people. And at the same time, I remember seeing these pictures of Dick Cheney riding around in one of these armored limos they get for the president and vice president with the 2-inch thick Lexan windows.
Mm-hmm.
It is very obvious that this government knows What they're doing is not for the good of the people in the country. They are afraid of us. That's why they're trying to find some way to take the guns away from us. And you look at all these countries like Iraq and Libya, where we're told, oh, they're cruel oppressors, they're hated by the people, and that simply is not supported by the videos, showing them out in public with virtually no protection, and nobody's shooting at them. And it's just amazing, amazing to see. George, we got to let you go. We're coming up on the top of the show. I think we've got time for one more story from you.
Well, I would like to focus a little bit more on Afghanistan. Over 2,000 soldiers died since the surge. And, Mike, what I have to think these 12 or 13 years on, why did these soldiers die? Because
well, they died so Afghanistan's oil would be sold for the U.S. dollar. They died so American drug lords had access to that Afghan opium, which that gosh darn Taliban had eradicated.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about, oil, you know, oil, money, and opium.
Yeah, and nothing to do with the actual good of the Afghani people, and the Afghani people know it.
Well, the Afghani people have not done very well under the U.S. puppet regime.
No.
It is simply conquering an area with a resource that you and your political cronies need, whether it's oil or opium, putting in a puppet government and saying, see, we've pacified and stabilized the area. What a blessing we have brought to this country. Remember that we were reporting about a week ago, where after we'd gone in and just really hammered Iraq and lynched Saddam Hussein and put Iraq's oil back on the market for the U.S. dollar, and they were taking all this U.S. tax money and saying, we're going to rebuild Iraq. We're going to repair the damage we did and build a brand new country for them, nation building. And now it's come out after something like $3 billion that not one of those Iraqi reconstruction projects was ever completed. They put up a few walls and then a sign saying, U.S. rebuilding hospital here. And, you know, all these years later, it's just the two walls and the tattered remains of the sign, and that was it. And nobody even knows where all that money went. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry, but we're basically coming up on the end of the show.
Right.
So we're going to put a halt on your talking points. Going into the weekend, obviously, things are very, very tense. And again, the corporate media is focusing on Governor Christie and the bridge, and it is a tacky story, but I feel we are being conditized. We are being conditized away from the fact that an Obama top donor and supporter is now in charge of the investigation whether Obama was using the IRS to target his enemies, which is an impeachable offense.
Right.
It was one of the articles of impeachment for Richard Nixon. The continuing NSA scandal, because electronic surveillance of people not suspected of an actual crime was also an article of impeachment for Richard M. Nixon. The deteriorating situation in Iraq around Fallujah should be in the news. It's being sort of brushed aside here. And of course, this insane propaganda, and I don't know if they really think anybody's going to believe it, or they're simply out to prove that they can loyally push the propaganda no matter how silly it is, this nonsensical idea that this freezing cold weather we just went through is the fault of human-caused global warming, and they are expecting another hard freeze to hit the U.S. before the end of the month. There's the music. It's time for us to get out of here. I got to go on over and do Jim Goddard's show now. We will be back Monday. Please go to the Republic Broadcasting website. Hit that donate button. I cannot tell you how important it is. If you don't support public interest radio, you're going to tune into this show sometime in the future and hear polka music, and that must be avoided at all costs. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday. Aloha.